Hi there, welcome back to this in-between-isode of Rogue Startups. I'm your host, Craig Hewitt. Wanted to drop this episode in between your normally scheduled episodes that come out every Thursday to let you know of a change coming up with the format and kind of the structure of the show. I started this back in December 30th, 2014, right? So 8.5 years ago, I started Rogue Startups. I'll never forget. It was actually, I think, New Year's Eve. I had a newborn baby, right? Like 2-year-old. I was like, I got to get out of this rat race. I want to do something different with my professional life. I was loving listening to podcasts like Smart Passive Income, Startups for the Rest of Us, all these. And I was like, I want to get in the game somehow. And so I started Rogue Startups. And originally it was just me doing interviews. And I just wanted to be part of the conversation, be in this world with all these amazing people that I was hearing on these other shows, making money online and kind of living the dream as entrepreneurs. And along the way, my third episode was with Dave Rodenbaugh. And Dave and I talked January 2015, so really just a few weeks later, about how he was outsourcing development overseas. Back then that was amazing, and I'd never heard of people doing that successfully, and I wanted to, pick his brain about it. Dave actually wrote a book about the topic that I had bought. And so I had Dave on the podcast, and we really hit it off. It was like really good synergy and really good kind of vibe and energy that we were putting off. And as you know from listening to the show for the last 280 episodes, Dave's been my co-host for up to episode 283, which came out just a few weeks ago. And it's been amazing, right? In that time, as you know from listening, Dave went from owning 2 WordPress plugins to selling those to acquiring a SaaS product called Recapture. So Recapture.io that does abandoned cart recovery and email automation for e-commerce, to going full-time on Recapture and quitting his consulting engagement. All sorts of wins along the way. And in this show, Dave and I have chronicled a lot of those wins for his business and for mine. And you probably noticed that, we've been kind of slacking off on the podcast over the last, if I'm honest, year plus. And I think it is because we just have a lot of stuff going on in our lives, right? We have a lot going on in our personal lives, our work lives, arguably the economy is in kind of a rough spot. And I think, Dave and I just kind of came to the realization that he was kind of tired of doing the podcast. And I think that's okay. For anyone engaged in a creative endeavor like this, 8.5 years, it's okay, right? To just say, cool, I've said what I want to say. It's been an amazing run. It's been an amazing body of creative work and journaling of a journey over time. And that's kind of what Dave said to me, is he's like, hey, I just got a bunch of stuff going on over here. I can't commit to being on the show every week or every other week. Like we had, right? We even cut from every week to every other week about 1.5 years ago. And I think even then he was just like, hey, it's just too much, right? And so Dave has taken a break from the podcast, and I'm going to forge ahead, right? So I'm sure we'll come back on. I want to stay in touch with him and keep up with what's going on with him and his journey and Recapture as he's growing it and his personal life and just what's going on and kind of how he's doing. It's super important to me. I know it's important to y'all as listeners. You've been with us for so long, and that's the amazing thing about a podcast, is we've been doing this 8.5 years, and over time you've gotten to know me, you've gotten to know Dave and the things that are important to him and that he's really great at and all those kinds of things. And so when we meet up at conferences or get-togethers, you know us, and I want that to continue over time. But going forward from here, we're dropping an episode tomorrow, so Thursday is going to be our regular publishing date going forward. And to be honest, I'm not 100% sure what the format's going to be of this show. I will be continuing as the host of Rogue Startups, and I'm super excited about it. I got up out of bed the other day for the first time in a really long time thinking about the podcast and the things that I want to do with it. I think when you do something for this long, you kind of need a reset like this. You need something to reinvigorate your passion and your energy for it. And this is that time for me. And I think this is that time for Dave too, and it's just in a different way. And so I'm super excited about continuing this journey. I'll share a few things that are going to be really different that I'm excited about, that I want everyone's feedback and comments on. And so I think the easiest place is just hit me up on Twitter. I'm the Craig Hewitt. As long as Twitter still is Twitter. I don't know if we call it X at this point. The rebranding was just last weekend. So hit me up on Twitter with your comments and your feedback on this. I'd love to hear it. So one thing that'll be different is I'm shooting video for this and for every episode going forward, right? Video is a huge part of what I believe a good podcast strategy should entail, and that will have long-form video and short video clips as YouTube Shorts going forward. So that's a big part of it. I got to practice what I preach with our Castos production service. We're going to have video. It's going to be a video-first podcast. So if you want to watch me do videos, head over to YouTube, check out Rogue Startups. Link will be in the description below to check out our YouTube channel and subscribe so you get new episodes there. The other obvious one is I don't have a co-host anymore. And so my plan right now for a format of episodes is going to be about half me chronicling my journey, what I'm learning, and things that I think are interesting that I want to pass along to you. This is a lot of the format that Dave and I had. We would just pick a topic and we would both talk about it. And it's just going to be me talking like this going forward for about, I think, about half the episodes. I like that because there's a lot I have to say. and if you follow me on Twitter or LinkedIn or my YouTube channel, you'll know that like I'm putting out a lot of content these days. And it's important to me, mostly because like talking about the very origins of this podcast, I have learned so much from the people that were a few steps ahead of me in my journey, right? The Rob Wallings, the Josh Pigfords, the Joel from Buffer, right? All these people who learned and then shared what they learned so that we can have an easier, more profitable, more scalable journey in business. And I want to do that too, right? That's kind of always been the mission of this, and that's continuing forward. And the other reason is just that I think there's a lot of interesting stuff, and it's just this is a great avenue to share long-form kind of dialogue discussions about how I feel about business. And it's constantly evolving, right? So I'm never going to run out of stuff to talk about, whether it's sales or SaaS or productized service or pricing or team and, you know, content strategy, culture, the economy, Twitter. you got to hand it to Elon. He's really a master at PR these days, for good or bad, I don't know. The other half of the episodes will be conversations with people that I find super interesting and I want to just have a chat with. So it probably will be kind of a rolling cast of the same, say, 15 people that I just hop on and have a chat with, a lot like Dave and I did. Hey, what's going on in your business? What are you working on these days? What are you struggling with? And I got to take my hat off to the guys from Art of Product. Ben and Derek, they did this when they would have guests on. It wasn't like, hey, we're going to interview, blah, blah, blah. It was like, hey, man, you know, welcome to the show. What's going on in your business? What are you working on? What are you struggling with? What can you share to help the listeners learn and kind of level up their game? And that's what I want to do. I've recorded a couple already. They're amazing. They're coming out in the next couple of weeks. One is dropping tomorrow with Colin Gray from Alitu. I've known Colin for a long time. He's in the podcasting space. Super cool story. And we talked through a lot of, I think, really interesting things and that I hope you will find interesting and helpful and inspiring. So that's the plan going forward, right? You're stuck with me, for better or worse. Rogue Startups will go on. 8.5 years in, we're not slowing down. We're ramping up. This is a good kind of reboot and restart for me with it a little bit different format for how the episodes are going. And I hope that you like it. I hope very much that you like it. I'm putting a lot of energy into this. Like I mentioned, we're shooting video, having a lot more kind of social media presence to help promote the show and get it out there in front of more folks so it can help more people. But really the most important thing for me is I want to hear from you. Podcasting is such an amazing medium and it's unlocked like everything in my professional life so far, right? Like quitting my job, moving to France, raising money, having a team, you know, having my business be full-time and supporting me and my family and hopefully building some wealth over time. It's all been unlocked because of this show and because of podcasting. And one of the drawbacks of podcasting is it's kind of a one-way medium right now, right? I talk, y'all listen, but let's fix that. And I want to hear from you. I do think the easiest place to do that is either leave a comment on the YouTube channel, or hit me up on Twitter and let's start a discussion there. So I have links below in the show notes for this episode for the channel for Rogue Startups on YouTube and my handle on Twitter. So I'm the Craig Hewitt on Twitter and would just love to hear from you. So let's start a discussion. Let's keep things going. I want to know how I can help you in this podcast and kind of this new reboot era of Rogue Startups. I'm super passionate about kind of where this is and where it's going. And I just want to hear from you. I want to know what I can do to help your journey as a founder, an entrepreneur, and a builder better, more profitable, and more scalable. All right, we're going to drop regular episode next week. I hope that this news is good for you. This news is good for me. I'm super happy for Dave. I think he's in a really good spot. And I'm excited for the future of Rogue Startups. And I can't wait to join you on future episodes.